It's still a very Barry Christmas at the Chicago Theater.
Yeah, that was one of the shows that I was about to mention before. I went to see Barry Manilow's Christmas show at the Chicago Theater last night, called a very it's called A Very Barry Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
Very Barry Christmas. And before you go in, you got to show your vaccination card. You got to keep your masks on during the show. But, you know, Barry Manilow, for all of these years, for all of these records that he sold, he's one of the biggest selling performers of all time. He's got Grammy Awards and Emmy Awards and all kinds of awards. You know, the man could very easily take a break and, you know, just relax a little bit. He comes out there and puts on a show like crazy. This is a little bit of last night's show. So he does, you know, all of his hit songs, Copacabana, he saves, you know, for the end, of course. It's the most popular. The crowd goes wild. But he sings all of his pop songs. He does a whole variety of Christmas standards and a bunch of Christmas songs that he has written that make the whole world sing, and is just so incredibly entertaining. You walk into the Chicago Theater, which is beautiful. You know, on a bad day, it's beautiful. But they have set this thing up to look like the Andy Williams Christmas special when you walk in. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I saw it on the commercial.
Yeah.
Pretty colorful.
It's very colorful and really fun and completely energetic. Barry is 78 years old and is not missing a step. He is just completely full of energy. So highly recommend this. He's been there since Sunday night. Tonight is the last night of his shows at the Chicago Theater. So if you're interested in going, if you're a fan, tonight will be your last opportunity. Tickets are at Ticketmaster for that.
Was it full last night, the Chicago Theater?
It was packed. It was packed. And, you know, the Fanilos, as they are called, the Barry Manilow fanatics, are out in droves. They were not going to let anything, hold them back from seeing Barry Manilow. They're out there with their masks on, of course. But, you know, they're screaming, "I love Barry," during the show. Oh, okay, I may have done that 7 or 8 times myself during the show. The enthusiasm for him, and he sings all of his, you know, classic songs beautifully. I'm not going to, you know, people are like, "Ooh, Barry Manilow." You know, that's like there's a great Family Guy episode where all the guys on the show pretend that they hate Barry Manilow, but secretly they love Barry Manilow. He puts on a really, really entertaining show. So, you know, you're so inclined, treat yourself to seeing one of the greats.
I'll see him next time around. Maybe by then my PTSD from playing Mandy 10,000 times on the radio will be over.
You would think that I would have that, too. I was right there with you, you know, playing all those songs.
You're cured?
Although, I don't know if I'm cured. I don't know if I've, you know, I do still have that reaction when I hear Kenny G from those only few years that I had at WNUA. But for some reason, I now can go back to, I have faced my demons, and I now can go back to Barry Manilow. Yeah, it was fun. It's a fun show.
Well, it's a good thing you were in that Smooth Jazz Anonymous. So I guess it worked.
I guess so.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.